I appreciate how the Spirit works. I picked a message this morning that I didn't think was going to tie with anything with this morning's message. And as we went through the Sunday school and the devotions, it started piecing together. And it's probably because that I'm pondering what I'm going to share later. But then our song leader picked the song right before, at the end of Sunday school hour. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. And you see a picture of an ocean. It's turbulence. There's a light shining out that tells you where the rocks are along the shore. My thoughts that I chose for this morning has to do with a storm. Has to do with water. Such a fitting song for this message. In the recent past, if you read any news, you heard about the duck boat that went down. The storm that got too much for it, and it went under. I didn't read what all the statistics are, why they thought that happened. But we know it went down, it drowned. People drowned in that boat. The other night, at our place, sir, I was out in the barn with two of my children, and it started raining. And I was thankful for the rain. And we were standing in the hallway that goes between, and the doors were open. Suddenly, without any warning, or I say without any warning, I wasn't standing where I could see it. All of a sudden, the willow tree that's out in the front yard leans way over. And I have a big feed tote that was in the hallway there. It just picked up and started flying down through the hallway. The wind was great. And thankfully that everybody was safe there. But it was bad enough that I didn't know what was going to happen. We went and found a safe shelter in the block part of the barn there. Storms can scare us. Storms can be serious. Reminds me of where we want to pull our message this morning. You can turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. We see a storm here. We see people that were afraid of the storm. This storm is recorded in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And we're going to look at this account in Mark chapter 4. I'm going to take the time to read from verse 35 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were as with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We see the disciples here as a storm came up. They set their minds to go to the other side. But this storm came up and was going to hinder them and possibly capsize them. Where was Jesus? Where was Jesus? We know the story. He was in the back of the boat, asleep. Asleep when there's a storm, when it seemed like life was in danger. Verse 35 maybe gives a little reasoning from man's perspective how Jesus could sleep through a storm like this. And the same day when the even was come, he had spent all day preaching to these people. Physically speaking, he was wore out. He had given it all. He couldn't go anymore. He finally got the crowd to go away. And he got in this boat, and there it's just him and the disciples. And he was resting the rest of the weary. But I've never been that tired and that wore out that when there's a storm, when my life is in danger, that I'm not going to wake up. I don't believe so. But what made Jesus so calm in this? He had his trust in his God that he was and that he was here to represent. He was the Son of God. Everything was in his control. The title I gave the message this morning is "The Storm is Stilled." The storm is stilled. I have 7 points I would like to look at as we think of this storm that faced the disciples and Jesus. There's some truths that we can glean from this. Because brothers and sisters, we face storms in life. We face trials in life. We must stay true to God through those trials. And the storm can be still. So number one, looking at this passage, the storm is stilled when we realize that Jesus is working for us. I touched a little bit on that maybe, but as we think of Jesus giving Himself to serve these people, the same day He had just got done working and preaching and teaching to them, showing them love, showing them mercy, showing them compassion. He's working for us today. He's showing us love. He's showing us mercy. His grace is extended to us. He's showing us compassion. He is a toiling Savior, working hard to serve people. Today, Jesus is still working for us. Works out of a loving heart, one that cares for us. I believe this storm, He used this storm to draw them closer to Him. His disciples closer to Him. The same is true. In His love, He's using storms of life to draw us closer to Him. Jesus as He works for us, He hears us. He hears us. He knows where we're at. Think with me. You know Elijah is there on the mountain there. And the prophets of Baal are trying to get fire to come to their sacrifice. Thought of the words of Elijah. As he was mocking the prophets of Baal. It said, Baal is a god. Either he's talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey. Or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. That's not our God. It's not our God. In the storm, God is there. He's in love. No, He may be letting storms come so we try our faith. In His love, He may be trying to take us through so we can be stronger for Him. But He's still working for us. He's still working for us. The second point. The storm is stilled when we cry to the Lord. If these disciples had turned to their wisdom, man's wisdom, to get this boat to land, the ship to land, and had not turned to God, I don't know what would have been the outcome. But they were in fear. They thought the end was coming. The boat was filling with water. We're going down. Today, do we have Jesus in our boat? Is Jesus in your boat? Are you crying to the Lord? No, I'm not talking about just all of a sudden trials get so great that we cry to the Lord because we're to the end of ourselves. No, we need to get to those places every now and again. But do we daily cry to the Lord? My challenge to you is, are we daily crying to the Lord? Because the storms of life, it don't need to be that big of a storm when we need Jesus to see us through. Our nation today still turns to Jesus, still turns to worship services when disasters hit. Think about it. On 9/11, the church is filled. But how long did it last? How long did it last? In this passage here, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Does Jesus care if we perish? Sure He does. Whether physically or spiritually. Sometimes He takes us out of this life through disasters. But He's with us. But spiritually especially. Jesus would have that no man would perish. So the question comes, are we still in the storm, or did we cry to Jesus? Master, carest thou not that we perish? In 1 Peter 5:7, Peter said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Cry to Jesus, He cares for you. He wants what's best for you. The third point, the storm is stilled when I get rid of self, when I get rid of self, And I pull that from the fact that Jesus had to give up what he was doing, his self. The disciples had to give up of themselves that they could make it to land by themselves. Today, we too need to get rid of self. We're to the end of ourselves. We can't go on unless we have Jesus on board. Do we get too weary in the battle? Do we get too tired? Do we get too confident of ourselves? And self rises up in pride. I can do it on my own. That we forget that we're no match for the devil. And we strive to go on. And to get overcome sin and to live above sin on our own. I trust we don't. We must get rid of self. You try to face the battles alone, you'll be in a storm. You'll be in a storm. One that of yourself you are unable to come through victorious. Get rid of self and the storm is stilled. The fourth point. The storm is stilled when I give Jesus my fears. The storm is stilled when I give Jesus my fears. Jesus asked him in verse 40 here, "Why are you so fearful?" What's to be feared about? He was the Son of God. He had all power. Do you think the boat would have went down with Jesus in it? I believe Satan would have tried his best. He made the storm great. The boat was filling with water. But Jesus was still there. Jesus was still there. I don't know where you find yourself in life. There's many things in life that can cause fear to us. Maybe you're fearful of the future. What the national future is. Maybe you're fearful if we have religious freedom. Parents, maybe we're fearful of how our children are going to turn out. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of things we can put in that fear. Found this interesting. Someone has made the statement, there's 365 fear nots in the Bible. You need to use them every day. Satan knows if he can get in our lives and plant fear in there, trust for God leaves. Some days I think Jesus is in our boat. Why are you so fearful? What's the problem here? Why aren't you just trusting me? Storms of life are real. We don't see the whole picture. Maybe we lose sight of who's in our boat with us. and we get fearful. May God help us to keep our fears away and keep our trust in Him. Next point I have is a remedy for our fears. The storm is stilled when I reach out in faith. Last part of verse 40. How is it that ye have no faith? I don't know how strong you feel your faith is. There's times in my life where I look back and I just have to shake my head. God was working the whole time. I see how He's led me through my life. Decisions I've made. Times where I've gone astray and He had to draw me back. Times when I went out into the storm alone. He had to draw me back. Can we say, is He saying to us today, why is it that you have no faith? They had Jesus in the boat. He was there, He was asleep, but He was riding along with them. All they had to do was awake Him. What did it take to wake Him? It took them to call Him. Too often times, we don't call Him. We don't reach out in faith as we ought to. We don't reach out in prayer. As we ought to. And we struggle along in the storm. When Jesus is just saying, wake me up. I'll help you through. I'll help you through. Today, let us ask the Lord to increase our faith daily. Whatever comes our way, He has a purpose for it. We don't know why sometimes. And sometimes only the future will reveal that. But He has a purpose. Let's trust Him in faith. The sixth point. The storm is stilled when we let His peace reach us. Jesus says in verse 39, peace be still. There was a calm, a great calm. The wind ceased. And this might tie in with the one on faith, but as we think of His peace reaching us, too often times we keep holding God at arm's length. We keep trying to blame Him for our experiences that come in our life. We keep forgetting that He can give us peace. So when the storm of life is calmed by Jesus, do you experience peace? Peace that is anchored in truth. Too often times, I think of my younger years. As a young Christian, I think of those years and I wondered about my spiritual life. How do you know if you're saved? I struggled with assurance of salvation.
I thought this peace should be all in a feeling. Peace knowing that it's there. Just a calmness. I didn't find it always that way in my life. The peace comes in knowing you're following truth. It's not in the feelings. It's not in always feeling like everything is under my control. But no, it's when you finally give up of self and say, I get the peace of God because He's in control and I'm following Him. He's leading me. He's calling you today to follow Him. He'll still the storm. He'll be with you in the storms of life. And He'll say, peace, be still. You need not fear, because God is with you. Reach out. Let His peace come into your life. Follow Him wholly every day. John 14, verse 27 says this about peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It's not going to be a peace that the world gives, but it's what God gives you. Don't let your heart be troubled because God's in there with you. You're serving Him faithfully. May you let His peace touch your life. The seventh one and the last one. The storm is stilled because of who Jesus is. The storm is stilled because of who Jesus is. Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? Because of who Jesus is, the storm is stilled. What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? So it brings us to the question, is anything too hard for God? No, it isn't. Jesus, the one in this boat, was human. It was when He was in human flesh and He was here on this earth. He was wore out. He was fatigued. And He got into this boat and they're sailing across. And He was asleep. Two aspects to say that Jesus was human and took on human flesh. He was wore out and He was asleep. But He was also something more. Because the first part is we're human today. We get tired of the storms. We tend to fall asleep spiritually. But Jesus wasn't that. There's another aspect of Jesus that showed itself in this storm. Jesus is divine. His sovereignty. He rebuked the storm. And it was calm. And we see He's the master of every situation. Today He still is the same. And more so. As He sits on the right hand of the Father. And pleads for us. He's helping you. If you but turn to Him, Jesus is working. What manner of man is this? He's one that has everything in His control. Jesus can save you. Jesus is the one that can wash your sins away. He is the one that can help you through to victory. No matter what your storm is. So the question comes, The storms of life are real. The storms of life will come. The question is, am I trusting Jesus? In the storms of my life, am I sticking close to Him? Or is my boat full of water and we're going down and I'm not turning to Him? Am I as close to Him daily as I ought to be? Do I wake Him when the trials come? Or is He finally getting out of the boat and walking on water away from us because we won't accept Him? May we today be finding the storm of our life being stilled by Jesus. May we today be turning it over to Him. Let us kneel for prayer.